Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Titillating Tarot with Jason Levanis. I'm Jason Levanis, and each week as a public service, I will be doing free mini readings live on the air, teaching and demystifying on the subject of the tarot, as well as other metaphysical topics of interest. I can be reached for private one-on-one spiritual guidance and feng shui consultation through my website, which is www.titillatingtarotwithjasonlevanis.com. www.titillatingtarotwithjasonlevanis.com. Now hide your children, because the titillations are coming at you right now. Enjoy the show.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is your host, Jason Levanis. As just stated in my brand new profile, I should say my intro music. So again, I have to put a shout out to a wonderful man by the name of Brian Wachsberger, who has afforded me with the two different pieces of music from the challenge, and he gave me the music to my intro and to my exunt music, or my exiting music. And so the deal was that I will be giving him two separate readings, each valued at $200, whereby he will be getting some astrological, some numerological, as well as psychic intuitive tarot reading, and any kind of feng shui advice that I can give if I'm doing it at the home or remotely with Skype. So thank you to Brian Wachsberger again. I love the music. It's all sort of warrior and gladiator, and I think it works my tits, and that's hard to do. And considering that is the name of the show, we will begin today by thanking my living astrology host, Janet Hickox, who is away on business at the moment, and she cannot be here tomorrow, and she cannot be here tonight. So for all of you out there, this is my first night going solo. Like, she's always been in the background, like, holding my hand. So if things go absolutely haywire and shits the bed, I'm sorry, but I'm only so adept at this sort of online studio situation. But I want to thank Janet, of course, for everything all the time. So she will not be on the air tomorrow night, which is usually her night, livingastrology.com, because she is, in fact, traveling. And so we're going to replay one of her greatest hits recordings in its stead. I'm saying a lot tonight. I also want you to know that you're getting sort of a filtered version of me, because as some of you may or may not know, I deal with some sciatic pain, and today is a doozy. I almost canceled the show, and I did not. Because I'm a trooper. I will tell you, however, that I have taken some pain medication, and I feel fabulous. So, of course, all prescribed stuff. Last week, we finished up our card, and that was card number 11. And now we get to one of the more misunderstood cards. With respects to the tarot. So let me begin with the fact that the two cards are very, very different. My Cosmic Tribe Tarot has a very different looking individual hanging upside down. First of all, the cock on mine is just beautiful. There's a shaved head blonde boy who's gorgeous. And he is being suspended from his left ankle to the top of what can only be described as a tree of life. And he has a post-orgasmic face. His hands are open in a sort of surrender position. His legs are making a crossed sort of a four gesture, because the right leg is crossed behind the left leg, which creates the number four, which we will talk about. But he's hanging from this tree of life that is connected to the source of all that is, and this beautiful technicolor mandala, as it were. In the palms of his hands, he has two beautiful eyes, which are the all-seeing eyes of God. So when you look at the old rider to wait, you think, oh, fuck, that can't be good. That poor motherfucker is strung up on a treetop. Yeah, it's not a good-looking picture. Not a good look, as they say. But my deck, he is just joyous in this position. And when people see the card, they think immediately gloom, doom, and disaster. And it is not, in fact, that. I did a promo this week for today's show, which is our first video promo. And I spoke directly to the fact that this card has a far more important meaning than has come down to us. And so anybody who has their ducks in a row with respect to Tarot will understand that this is an exceptional card. This is a card that you should want to have. Hallelujah. To everybody, by the way, because I mentioned in the beginning of the show, who has just tuned in, I'm flying solo tonight. So I know I have, right now, gosh, I have like 15... I have 15 calls in the queue, and I am delighted to be able to do some mini readings tonight. I hope some people call in and talk about this hanged man. But when I was doing the identifier card for Janet on this promotion, I picked this very card, which was the hanged man. And her immediate reaction was, ooh, oh, God. And I'm like, wait, you got sister. My sister, you got it wrong. It is a fantabulous card. So I know that from the amount of information I wrote that I'm going to have more than two episodes worth of materials. And because I have so many people, in my queue, I think what I'm going to do today is I'm going to be reckless with abandon because I'm feeling the love of painkiller. And I'm going to take my first caller and just start in on either a wax philosophical on the particular topic or a reading. Hello, caller. You're on the air with Jason. How are you?
Good, thank you. I had a question.
Okay. Who am I talking with?
Hi, sorry. My name is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. And what part of the country are you calling in from?
From Texas.
How lovely. It's nice to know that this is reaching all the way down there. Have you ever listened in before?
No.
Ah, okay. So, every week I educate on the subject of the Tarot. I hope you listen in, and I hope that you enjoy my really vulgar mouth. I tend to tell it like it is. So did you have a specific question that you wanted to ask?
Yes. I've noticed that I had a lump on my neck. I've gone to the doctor and everything, and I just wanted to know if everything would be okay, or if there is any cancer, you know, things like that.
Have you gone to the doctor yet?
Yes, I already went, and we're waiting for test results.
Okay, so I want you to call me back in. You said your name is Nancy, was it?
No, Jennifer.
Jennifer, I'm horrible, terrible with names. You said your name was Bill? So listen, I just picked three wonderful fucking cards for you. Have you ever had a card reading before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, and do you know the deck that I'm using at all? I'm not going to go into it. I'm just going to give you the good news so that I can take on as many people as I can take on this evening. You have been very brave in the past with this particular symptom. I have to say I am not a medical doctor. Run everything that you think by your medical doctor. However, from these cards, it looks like you are going to be absolutely fine no matter what the situation is, just so that we're clear. Because I'm not getting a clear read on whether it is something more serious or not. But what I can tell you is that all of these cards are favorable and end up favorable. You have the Prince of Swords behind you, which shows someone being brave, but that you have a very gentle spirit. Right now, the Two of Discs is before you, which means balance and harmony. And then in front of you is the Six of Lovers. And that is a perfect marriage. That is a good situation. That is a convivial thing. It can also mean that you're going to have to make a decision, because the real name of the card is Parting of the Ways. So what I want you to know is that all of these three cards in this particular association are very, very positive. And I do not feel it is going to be anything that is going to have any kind of lasting repercussion for you. Of course, everything is to be handled, and you will be a good girl, and you'll make sure you'll go to the doctor, and within all kinds of logical reason, you will have the proper tests, which I am being assured that you have had so far, and then we go from there. But I want you to know that the cards do not show anything particularly malignant or life-changing.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, because, I mean, I've been just thinking about it since I've had all the tests then.
So, may I give you, because if you ever check into my webpage, which is www.titillatingtarotwithjasonlevanis.com, I do a lot of kind of spiritual consultation, and I would love for you to do yourself a favor to help shift you out of your mindset if you are interested in hearing my consultation.
Sure.
I would recommend that you set an alarm every day in your phone to go off after you've gotten up and you've had your coffee or you've had your morning little routine. And if you're able to sit down for 5 minutes, I'd like to hear you write a gratitude journal. We need to shift the focus of the energy and the synapses in your brain from the back in the amygdala, the fear palace. We want to cut it off by doing a gratitude journal, which once you start existing, thinking, being in a grateful and gratitude-filled, appreciative state, the energy, the way your brain works in the front of the prefrontal cortex, you have this place where the spirit and intellect dwell. Once you say, I am grateful for, and truly mean it, I don't care if it's for your fucking cup of coffee, I don't care if it's for your beautiful blue eyes or brown eyes, you will write for exactly 5 minutes every day in a journal. And I'm not talking about typing into a tablet or anything like that. You will actually handwrite, because the hand-eye coordination thing seems to play a role in it. And you're going to, for 5 minutes, and 5 minutes only, you're going to write down everything that you are grateful for, so we can get you out of that fear-based mentality up into your spiritual, intellectual, energetic space. Did what I say make any sense to you, darling?
Yes.
Excellent. I am, unless you have anything else to ask, I'm going to put you in back into the queue, and I hope that you continue to listen to my show and visit my website if you'd like to have a one-on-one hour consultation where I do astrology, numerology, plus the cards. So it was a pleasure speaking with you, and I'll put you back in the queue now.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, caller. You are on the air with Jason.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
Wonderful.
I wasn't expecting you to come to me so quickly.
I'm changing it up today, and I'm doing some readings right off the bat because my juices are flowing, and I'm feeling the love on a Percocet.
Awesome.
So,
is this your first time listening? Not first time listening. First time actually getting into you.
You know what? I'm so happy. And where are you calling in from?
Tennessee, Murfreesboro.
I absolutely love this, that I'm able to be heard all over the country. All right. So did you call to wax philosophical about the card, which is the Hangman, or did you call for a specific reason today?
Well, I did have a question, but I'm also curious about the card, too.
Well, I will launch into my informational portion in just a moment. So why don't we get to your question?
Wonderful. Okay. Well, I am looking for a new job and more money.
Can you tell me what it is that you do, darling?
Well, I'm currently for just a job. I work for an insurance company, and it's cubicle hell. I hate it. In my spare time,
okay, so
I'm
listen, honey bun, I want you to hear that my spidey senses are going up, so I'm going to just interrupt you because that's kind of the way my energy works, okay?
Absolutely.
I need you to hear some things, maybe take some notes. If not, go back onto the site and listen to the show. Sorry if I start to sound a little amped up, but everything is sort of rolling from talking with you. So I'm going to tell you exactly what came through, and I'm going to tell you what's going on in the cards, which is fucking phenomenal. You happen to be extremely talented. However, you have not been utilizing your talents. And
yes.
I want you to know that the job that you're at right now is fine enough. It's okay. And it's not any kind of in my opinion, a sort of you got to work with knots in your stomach every day. But what I see happening is I see you going for your appraiser's license to appraise homes.
Huh.
I feel that this job is going to get you out, is going to make you meet with people. It's going to give you an importance and an autonomy to use your gift. I want you to think about, and if you've listened to the show before, you may or may not know, sometimes I get open and I get a real, you know, the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, is speaking through me. And sometimes I get, you know, like static, like, oh my God, what the fuck am I doing? But I feel very strongly about you becoming a house appraiser. This is going to be, you're going to be able to use your insurance know-how, your administration know-how, and it'll get you out of the office. And you're going to feel different about yourself. And the last card that I picked for the future for you, sweetness, is this fantastic card of community. People like you, and you're someone who people want to be around, and you have a lot more contacts than you know. How about them apples, huh, honey?
Interesting.
So that is what came through with respects to work for you.
Oh, okay.
All righty.
All right. Thank you.
So I will put you back into the queue, and I'm going to get to the informational part of the show now.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Awesome. All right. So let me plug Janet. No, that doesn't sound right. See? That's a whole different show. oh, boy. Let me plug Janet's show, anywho, or better yet, let me plug her website. Janet's website is www.living-astrology.com. You can get in contact with her there for astrological readings and charts for love and kisses. Wait, no, that's not right either. You can get in touch with her for astrological. You can get in touch with her for a human design chart and a human design reading, which I highly recommend to everyone who's not had one out there. And I already plugged my show, so I'm good with that. And we're going to dive right on in. So this is the number 12 card. It has the letter Lamed associated with it from the Hebraic. We now once again see this magician who was where in the number one card, if you remember, at the beginning of the path. And then we see him again on the sixth card in the parting of the ways. And then again in the, or you want to call the parting of the ways, the love card. And then we see in the seventh card again as the conqueror, right? Controlling the seven, when he was as the conqueror, he mastered and was in control of his seven powers. This is a very chakra-based card, by the way, and I found it particularly interesting. In the picture, we see him once again, but he looks like he's in a perilous state, right? I mean, he's hanging upside down. Does that mean that he has lost ground again from all the other cards that he's mastered? No. On a further observation of this card, and now we're going to be discussing the old Rider-Waite version, because I'm using, of course, the Cosmic Tribe Tarot. And we'll discuss some of the symbology as we get through the original deck. So when you look at the cheerful face on the Hangman, it gives you pause to think about things in a different way. In the Cosmic Tribe, his face is, like I said, post-orgasmic. So in the older deck, we see that there are two tree trunks, which, of course, herald us back to the two card, which is the Empress, where behind her she has the Pillars of Solomon behind her. And you can look up what that means on Google. I have refused to educate you on everything. Each trunk, by the way, has six branches. And each have been cut off, so they look like nubs or stubs and nerve endings, if you will. So we see the lower parts of the trunk, which talks about purity and God and devotion to God, and then the remainder of the trunks are green, symbolizing our oneness with the earth and the kindness that we have towards humanity. And then red is interesting, is used on the little nubs that have been sawed off on the tree, which of course is the original creator principle. At the level where the seventh branch should and or would have been, there are the two trunks are severed and a yellow plank is laid across them. And we see that the man is suspended from this yellow plank. There's a heavy rope that has been tied around his left ankle, fastening him, to the plank. He holds his right leg crossed from behind the left leg, and then we recognize that he's creating the number four again. Where did we see that? In the King of Heaven, the Emperor, the four card, where he's sitting down, he creates that four. And you can go back to the symbology of the four card, go back and listen to the Emperor show. Woohoo! All right. We also see that he wears brown shoes, which they speak more to him being among the people, and his blue hose, if anybody wears hose, yeah. His blue hose, which means, of course, his faith again in God. He wears a red tunic, which we know what that is, the creative life principle. And there's white material arranged on the upper part. So when you look at the bodice or the front of it, his left side is red with material arranged in white and vice versa, and then again below the belt. I hope that completely confused everyone. Anyway, think like Harlequin, okay? And the two pockets that he has half moons on them, and there are six buttons on the tunic that are red on a white area, and where the white area is, they're in red. It's all very sort of happy. And of course, the sleeves are yellow with red. So we know that there's intellect being used with the creative principle. And interestingly enough, he hides his hands in this one behind his back, which is completely different to my deck. In here, and what you don't know unless you did your research, is that he's hiding his hands behind his back and he's wearing green gloves. Again, the earth principle. But each hand behind his back is supporting a purse. Yes, he has a man purse. There's no disgrace in the man purse. Sorry, I'm a little touchy about the man purse. He hides his green gloved hands behind his back, and the purses that are on the side of his body have money in it. And one is pale blue, and one is pale pink. Pink talks about the heart chakra, that of Jesus Christ and Buddha. Interestingly enough, he lets the coins fall from each of his purses, from the blue purse and from the gold purse. The silver coins were in the blue and the gold coins are in the pink. This signifies his compassion and ability to help others in need. Also, this is a symbology for knowledge. Now here's for the heavy stuff, all right, before I take some more calls. Here's for some heavy stuff. The picture basically shows someone suspended upside down. And for the people who have not yet experienced this, it's kind of difficult to understand. When you're in this state of development, man's way of seeing is, how do I say this? Diametrically opposed to that of the average person. So, you know, you've gone through these levels, these chakras, you've mastered them, and now you have your foot on the seventh level. That's, you know, holy shit stuff. I guess you can make that into a bumper sticker. Yeah, your foot's on the seventh level. Holy shit stuff. And because he sees everything upside down or the other way around, he continues in certain ways to come in conflict with the rest of the world. That is where the frustration element of this card comes. And that's why in my cards, his hands are furled open, sort of giving it up to God, as it were. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. So we see now that there is this understanding here that the person who is seeing the world other way around has mastered certain things. So you remember that it's cut up to the sixth level, and on the seventh one, there is a plank. His feet are just one foot is actually just touching the plank. Now, when I talk about being a master of those six levels, I'm referring to the levels being the physical, the vegetative, the animal, the mental, the causal, and the sixth, purely spiritual level. At the sixth level, he no longer really has his own will, and he always performs the will of God. He hears the voice of God clearly, and he knows that what God asks of him, and thus he becomes an instrument of God. So that is to say, and here it goes, that consciousness becomes identical with God. He merges into one state of being with God. The young magician now has set foot on the seventh level, the highest level. So you see his foot touching the seventh level. He does not stand on it, but he is upside down, touching it, and is connected. And how could he feel any other way but connected when he has mastered all of these levels? So I think that that is a wonderful place to stop for a moment. And I am going to take some more calls. And let's see if I can do this without completely screwing up. Hello, you are on the air live with Jason. Who am I speaking with? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello, you're live on the air with Jason. Who am I speaking with?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I cannot hear you.
Oh, that's strange. We're going to try that again. Hello, listener. Can you hear?
Hello.
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 I guess you cannot hear me. Hello, caller. Can you hear me? Okay. Well, that was fun. Let's do... Oh, where's my Janet? All right. Hello, caller.
Hello.
You're live on the air with Jason. Who am I speaking with?
Hello.
Hello. I think I'm having connection problems. Well, isn't that fun? It seems like I'm having some connection problems. I'm going to try one more line and see how this takes me. Yay for this funness.
No, no mail yet.
Hello, caller. My
no
name is Jason.
Yet.
You're live on the air.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, caller. You're live on the air with Jason. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hmm. Well, folks, I am going to put myself into mute mode for just one moment. I have come back in, and so I'm hoping that everyone is hearing this broadcast. I know I took callers before, so it should be working.
And so I'm hoping
hello,
that
hello, caller, can you hear me?
Hi.
I know I took callers
can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, I can hear you.
Wonderful. Can you turn down the radio for me?
Yep, I just did.
Okay, lovely. I'm having some technical problems on my side, which is through Blog Talk's end, so there's nothing I can, you know, really do about that. However, you are live with Jason. Nice to meet you. Who am I speaking with?
This is Christiana.
Hi, Christiana. From where in the world are you calling in?
Minnesota.
And is it cold there right now?
For Minnesota, it's not bad out today.
Wonderful. So have you listened to my show before?
I don't think so.
Well, I hope you're enjoying my foul-mouthed brand of explaining the tarot. So, what can I do?
Well, I just logged in.
And what can I do for you today?
I am just wondering what path I should be taking. What should I be doing with my life?
Woo.
I can't seem to figure it out.
How old are you, darling?
31.
Huh. All right. I can definitely give you some spiritual direction on this if you're interested in hearing.
I am interested, yes.
Tell me your first name again, sweetness.
Christiana.
Christiana.
Yep.
The card that comes before you is the Empress card. This card is a card of somebody who impresses. That is who you have been. You are an impressive individual, and you don't have to work that hard for it. Now, what I see before you is a career path that involves you working with a team. Not so much you being a leader or your own business or anything like that, but it's important for you to be part, a member of a team that you can be an integral part of. May I ask, what is your line of profession?
I don't know if I'd say it's a profession. It seems like it's been more of a hobby because I'm not making money. Life coach and a psychic.
You have been doing that.
Yep.
And so I always find this interesting because it's an honor, first of all, to have another psychic call. Very often people don't realize it's kind of hard to read ourselves.
Yeah, that's true.
And so you are trying to change paths completely or augment what it is that you do?
I guess you could say augment.
How much do you love giving readings?
How much do I love it? I mean, I enjoy it.
Do you love it?
Do I love it?
Yeah, do you love
sometimes.
It? Sometimes. Deep down inside. Does it get your body, everything from the tip of your toes to the top of your head and your pussy in between tingling? Does it turn you on?
Probably not that far, no.
Yeah. we need to get your juices flowing with something that's going to do. So, okay, I want to get your juices flowing for you, help you here as we titillate on the tarot. Do you have any time in your week? I love telling psychics to do this. It's always a lovely brain frying thing. Do you have a car?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't.
I would like for you to somehow figure out a way in which you can do some kind of volunteer work where you don't get paid, where you don't get paid, but that you, in fact, give of yourself. And when I say volunteer, I don't mean like checking coats in at a function. I mean like Meals on Wheels, but unfortunately you're not driving these days.
Mm-hmm.
But you might want to get in. You might want to get in touch with Meals on Wheels and say, "Hey, do people carpool? I'm more than happy to help. I'll be the food deliverer while you know, or somebody else drives and blah blah blah." I want you to do something that is completely selfless. I want you to feel good about yourself, and I get the impression you have not been feeling good about yourself, and there's just no way in fuck that you that you are going to manifest good and or more things to you if the gas that you're using in your tank is not optimal. I love your car. I just think you need to gas yourself up a little bit differently. And so this is what I would love to know. Is there a metaphysical center that you can join up with in, where are you, Missouri?
Minnesota. Yeah,
oh,
there are
Minnesota.
Other places.
Okay, and are you associated with them?
There's one place that I go shopping at. They have classes that I take.
Okay, so how about we do this? How many years have you been practicing?
About 2 years.
And do you get more hits than not?
No, I don't. I've been struggling a lot.
Okay. So I want you to make sure that you are, in fact, thinking in a way that you're going to find something to do that will make you happy. I'm not talking about skipping down the fucking street with rainbows flying out of your ass. I'm talking about something where you get up and you're jazzed about it. And even if you have to do two things for a little while, the reason I'm saying this is because this Four of Swords card comes up. It means community. And if you're having self-doubt about your own gift, may I ask, how old abouts are you?
How old am I? I'm 31.
And you got involved with this because you started getting some kind of mediumship clairvoyance. You started hearing a voice. Tell me what was happening with you.
I got introduced to shamanism through somebody that I met. Well, before that, I was having really bad nightmares, and then I got introduced into shamanism, and then I learned how to lucid dream, and
There we go. I like all of this. I like all of this. So can I ask you this question?
Mm-hmm.
Have you pursued your shamanism?
I have studied it, but I have not been able to take the courses because they're really expensive, but it's definitely something that I really, really want to do.
Yeah. You need to get in touch with a shaman master teacher, and you need to write them a letter, and you need to tell them that you are willing to do everything from housework to give psychic readings to clients that they're having problems with. Figure out a way to have somebody teach you for free, that you're looking for a mentor. There are many, many, many masters out there that'll do this. So let me finish up with your reading, which is the fact that there is the Four of Swords, which shows community. So get in touch with a metaphysical center. Maybe you will get in touch with a Reiki healer that will help sort of get you tuned up a bit. I just had something very similar where I was feeling kind of blocked. And I went to this wonderful healer and tweaked my energies a bit. And even though I'm having lower back bullshit right now, I can tell you that it made a big difference in my psychic awareness. Now, what I want to tell you is in the future for you, I have the Leo card, the Seven of Wands. It's a pretty brave card. And so what this is telling you is that you're going to need to really be brave. Okay? Because it seems like nothing worthwhile is easy. It's always a bit of a bitch. May I look, I know that you're not swimming in money at this moment because things are expensive, but if you can get in touch with Janet Hickox, the lady that I work with, and you can get yourself a human design reading. Have you ever had one before?
No. Uh-uh.
Yeah. I would highly recommend it for you, especially for people who are psychics, so they can understand what kind of energetic flow is happening and be mindful of it. Because
okay,
this is
how
what
do
I know.
I get a hold of her?
Okay, you can get in, hold of Janet by going to her website or actually just emailing her straight away at Janet, J-A-N-E-T, at living-astrology.com. Tell her I sent you. Jason sent me from the show. You're looking to discuss rates for a human design consultation. And tell her a little bit about the fact that you're psychic. Tell her a little bit about the fact of what we have been discussing, okay? And I'm sure she'll get
and
back
your name's
to me.
Jason?
On it. My name is Jason Levanis. You're listening to my show, which is Titillating Tarot with Jason Levanis.
Okay.
And these are some of the things that I would suggest that you sort of investigate, okay, my love?
Okay.
Wonderful. I'm going to put you back in the queue. All righty. So let me go here and see where am I on my notes. I know, yes, it's not all completely winged off the cuff. Now then, let us get back to where we were with respect to the tree and the hanging scenario. So he's pretty much mastered all the six levels. And as a side note, we know that the divine point of view and the human point of view are always mirrors or the mirror reflections of each other. I would like to clear up another misconception, if I may, that I think is important. Just in the fact way that I, this, the same way rather that I debunked the caduceus, listen to me. My brain is fried. The caduceus, I debunked that idea that we have a wrong idea about what it is in our Western culture. I mentioned to you that the, how do I say this? There is this misconception about the chakras. The sixth and the seventh, for instance, of this tree trunk, let me switch over for a second, where the trunk was cut off, shows the spiritual centers of man. They have their seat in the body in the most important nerve centers. And that's where there is a misconception about chakras. So I will repeat that. The spiritual centers, known as the Indian Vedanta philosophy of chakras, we know that these chakra system exists, okay? But you must never confuse the chakras with the nerve centers with respect to where they are seated. In other words, the spiritual center or the chakra has the same relationship to the nerve center where the truck driver has the same relationship to his truck. So you need to know that the spiritual center is sort of driving that center. The center of the truck is the nerve center. So you see the relationship between how important spirit is to your nerve center. So the truck driver, he sits inside the truck, you know, and he stares and he steers and he does all of these things, but in no way is the driver the vehicle. Unfortunately, a great number of Western writers on the subject of chakras just don't know the difference between a chakra and a nerve center. And it's important that people know the difference, because they are not one and the same thing. This is a huge error. these spiritual centers, the chakras, have their seat in the spine, which is different. So, a little refresher on the chakras. The lowest chakra in the spine is in the coccyx, and it sustains the negative pole. It's that red one, the one we're always talking about. Red is the color and the drum beats. It is the one that relates to procreation, creativity, war. Then the next chakra is in the spine. It's at the region of the navel, and it governs physical potency. And that one is orange with some brown, etc. The third chakra going up is the solar plexus. It's actually where the soul lives. That's why when you get hit in the solar plexus, if you've ever wondered why the air leaves your body, you feel like you're dying. Well, that you just got hit in the soul, basically. And interestingly enough, go ahead and Google your information. But the soul weighs exactly 13.2 ounces. They put people on a slab alive. They kick off immediately 13.2 ounces. So I know that we have, oh my God, I love my sister wife out there, Miss Rachel Parker, who's giving me a 15-minute warning because Janet can't. Oh my God, I love you, lady. You're cracking me up. Let us get back, I'm sorry, to the chakras. I digress. You become 13.2 ounces less. And it is in this pocket called the solar plexus. If you want to know more, you can call in and we can talk about it. So the chakra has a gold and orange and yellowish tinge to it. Now the fourth chakra up, the top four chakras are what they call the keys to the wisdom of heaven. The one in the heart is the Buddha, the Christ, the love energy. It has oranges and reds and blues and yellows, and it has pinks. It's an incredible mandala of color. And that, of course, is in your chest area. The next one up has its seat in the thyroid, in the throat, and it glows a beautiful lapis lazuli blue. The next chakra is the one behind the third eye, the brow. It emulates purple. As we know, purple represents spirituality, being in touch with the spirit realm, being psychic, etc. It was the highest level of color worn by the ancient Greeks and Romans. And the very last one, which is the highest chakra, is the skull chakra on the very top of the head, which is the positive pole of pure white God light, and it serves to manifest the divine spirit. Divine spirit, hallelujah. I have 12 minutes left, and I am going to see if I can take another caller. So let's see what I have here. Wow. Okay. I'm going to take... Hello, caller. You're live on the air with Jason. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hello, caller. You're live on the air with Jason. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Wonderful. Who am I talking with?
You may know me. My name is Dan Navarro. I'm calling from Seattle.
I'm dying. For all of you out there, this is a dear friend who I have not spoken to in a long time, who was living out in on the East Coast here. I was not able to circle around back with him, and he is now out in California. I'm very jealous. I've been looking at all of your Facebook postings, and it looks like you were living the life. I'm so happy. Dan and I started out 100,000 years back when he was doing children's theater. Oh, my God. I was singing opera.
That's a long time ago.
I was singing mm-hmm. opera, trying to make it work in the city. Oh, God, all those black box theater operas. But anywho, so Dan is one of my favorite people in the world. I'm psyched that you decided to listen to the show, dude. Are you laughing, at least some?
I'm giggling a little bit, yeah. Giggling good. A little bit, but all in good fun, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So tell me, this is your first time listening. So tell me, this is your first time listening in?
It is my first time listening in, yes, and I actually have a question for you, and hoping I can get a short reading.
Okay, I've got about 10 minutes, so shoot.
Okay, I am in a new location. I have a great job, but I'm just wondering what's in the future. Everything is going well for me right now, but I still feel a little bit unsure if I'm in the right place.
Yeah. Shut up. listen, you got a, I got a thousand things going on here. You have one of the best readings I've pulled in a while. I'm going to start talking very fast. You tell me when you are not catching it. Are we on the same page?
Yep, we're, go ahead.
Okay. In the immediate past, it shows the card number 20 from the major arcana, which is called emergence, or as the French call it, l'hermange. And it is this cocooned figure in the foreground, and up above it is this beautiful boy with these butterfly wings, with his peeper hanging out, his hand extended to the ceiling. He's outside, and it's beautiful. This is you. You have just recently emerged. This move for you was major. It has changed a lot of who you are and your viewpoints. Right now, the Ace of Discs is in front of you, is right now in the present. And that is a card that is Verdian and green. A lot of eyes are on you right now, Dan. And up above, you have the all-seeing eye of God. This is one of the best cards for money. This is one of the best cards for happiness. And that's what's before you right now. But it shows that you are being looked at by a lot of people. So even when you think you're not being viewed, you're being viewed. Now, what I like about this is that come the end of, I'm thinking, the end of summer or early fall, you are going to be promoted. You're going to be switching a wheelhouse of expertise within the same company. Are you still there?
Yep, I'm still here. Still here.
Wonderful, because the Prince of Wands, Prince of Discs is coming up in the future. And this is the guy that literally, Dan, he's standing on one foot and he's standing on the Kundalini snake. And he's got one foot up in the air. He's got another hand reaching to the heavens and another hand reaching down. I mean, this person, I mean, if you think some of the days when you were a high, high level executive assistant, personal assistant in New York City, when you remember those days when like you were doing something with one hand, doing something with another, and you had a broom up your ass sweeping.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, those days are coming up for you again at another level.
Okay. Okay.
And so it looks like whatever job or promotion, it looks like a promotion within the company, you're going to be doing, being given a lot more responsibility. And it looks like it's going to be a resultant of all these people watching you, taking note of your skills. And I see that happening sometime in early fall.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay. You sound so California. Okay.
Oh my
I'm
God.
So sure.
Oh my God. It's fantastic. It's so great. It really is. I'm very excited about
it. I'm so sure. It is so great to hear your voice. And we're going to have to now, of course, talk off the air, lewd and licentious things. I want to know all about where you're living. I want to know about animals. I want to know about partners, et cetera. I'm psyched that you listened into the show. Was there another question that you had before I put you back into the queue? Hello? Oh, that's nice. I just lost you. Oh, well. So there's that. So I think what I will do is try and take one more call. Hello, caller. You're live on the air with Jason. Who am I speaking with? Hello. All right. I will put you on back on the queue. And so I'm going to try one more time. Is this my sister wife or not?
Hello.
Can you hear me, Rochelle?
Hello? No, I cannot hear you.
Okay. Goodbye. That's funny. Well, I tried to bring my dear friend, Rachel, in, who is always a hoot. Anyway, we have about 6 minutes left, and I am going to finish up with a couple more moments of this card. So, we've already discussed the, how shall I say, chakral value of this card, and we discussed the fact that the chakras are where they're located and where these nerve centers are. But the idea that I want you to sort of grasp from all that chakra talk was the idea, of course, is that as you begin with the first chakra and you travel up the spine, activating the centers as you go along, you actually bring gifts with yourself, bring gifts to yourself, I should say, by activating these chakra centers. And therefore, we talk about the seven levels which man must reach. And when he has attained the seventh level, where he awakens the seventh chakra from its latent condition, he reaches a state where it's like sort of the Bible, the biblical shit, like Moses, you can speak face to face to God, but you must ascend these six levels first and foremost and activate them properly on the way up. And interestingly enough, we have a little bit of a Jesus complex here because he no longer possesses the will. He is, how do I say this? He sort of gives up of his ego in this card because he doesn't possess his own self-will. He possesses the will and the light of God, and he is only an instrument of God, which has a lot of Jesus, you know, overtones to it. The browns of his soles, the lower part of his feet, are the only thing that come into contact with matter, with, in fact, the ground. He must stand on the ground as a basis. Find his clothing, you know, you find his clothing composed of these various colors, everything from purity to red to yellow to green to goodwill. All of these are part of the colors that make up this self-actualization, these different chakras. That is why these cards have these colors in them. So just to recap, you see that he has these phenomenal pockets, and he has accumulated treasures, which are now falling to the ground so that others may pick them up. The gold represents the positive mental aspect, and the silver that falls out indicates the spiritual essence of the card. So, a little side note. Many practitioners of spiritual yoga get this incredible feeling as if they are hanging upside down. And that is where this original symbology comes from. They feel suspended in a state upside down, which means they are connected with the expansion of consciousness. I know, it's heavy stuff, but the card symbology comes around for a reason. So, the very last idea here that I would like to reach is, there's a man in this state of the tarot at 12. He only thinks and acts in a spiritual sense, in the opposite way that men do. And that's why he's upside down. He sees things from a different perspective. But he must also project a spiritual state into the body, thereby experiencing it in a physical condition. This is not the card of ascension. Your actual eyes are there, but you're still here in the world. So you're not really ascending in this card. You're here. So we're going to pick up next week with this card in just a moment. Our live broadcast will come to an end. And stay tuned in next week for the rest of this fantastic card. I hope that you will all join me. Thank you for joining me tonight. And I thank all of my listeners. My queue was full all night tonight, even though we had a couple technical glitches, nothing major. And much past that, love you all. Thank you for calling in and for listening to my show. See you next week.
You have been listening to the weekly edition of Titillating Tarot with Jason Levanis. For private one-on-one spiritual guidance and feng shui consultation, he can be contacted at www.titillatingtarotwithjasonlevanis.com. That's www.titillatingtarotwithjasonlevanis.com. Thanks, and have a blessed week.